Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jasmine, and I am a manifestation and mindset life coach. I coach modern-day women on how to manifest their desires and create their dream life through helping up-level their mindset and radiate their inner glow. On Just Glow With It, we talk mindset, manifestation, and all things that modern women love. So from how to have a thriving social life, finding your dream career, to mastering self-care, I cover it all. If you're ready to embrace all the high vibes, up-level like never before, and live life the glow way, then keep on listening. And as always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I am Jasmine, your host, and I want to say happy October. I am recording this episode on October 1st, so I'm so excited for this season, for this month, for all of the fun festivities and events and things that happen in the month of October. And this is like one of my favorite seasons aside from spring. And I am just loving the fall vibes, I guess you could say, even though it's still kind of warm out. So last night I actually sent out an email to my ladies that are signed up for my Got Glow newsletter, and it was on how to have your best month yet, or how to make October your best month yet. And in that email, I basically share what I do every single month to end the month and to begin the new month. So I'll share it on the podcast for any of you who are not signed up for my Got Glow newsletter, which if you aren't, girl, what are you doing? Because I put out some really good content in there of all things like kinds of tips and things that I'm doing and just really, really good stuff. So if you want to sign up for my Got Glow newsletter, the link is in the show notes as well as in my Instagram bio. And when you sign up, you get immediate access to a free glow guide, which is to help you uncover your greatest self and begin embodying that version of yourself. But anyways, I'm going to kind of share with you all what I shared in my email yesterday for how to make October your best month yet. So what I like to do at the end of every single month is reflect back on that month. So I like to journal on these specific questions. I like to ask myself, you know, what things did I accomplish this month that I said I would? Where did I do really good this month, as in, like, you know, my mental health or my fitness or my finances or, you know, any areas of my life? And where could I have done better? I also ask myself what I am grateful for this past month. And then the last thing I like to journal on is if the month of September, which is obviously the month that passed, were a person, what would I say to it? And what I mean by this is I usually like to say, you know, September, thank you for being good to me. Thank you for the lessons you brought to me. Thank you for the blessings, etc., etc. And I kind of finish off my reflection of the month that way. And so the reason why I like to reflect on my weeks, on my months and stuff like that is because it is a key component that helps me stay accountable to my goals. And by reflecting each month, I am seeing how much closer or farther away I am from my goals. And honestly, by simply reflecting each month, it's helped me to get closer and closer to my goals that I've made for the year. And I have honestly accomplished about, I would say, like 80 to 85% of my goals that I set out for myself this year. There's a few things that are still a work in progress, but mostly everything that I set out for myself, I've done. And I know a big part of being able to accomplish those things was by self-reflecting each month, because I'm holding myself accountable. And so that's what I like to do at the end of every month. And to prepare for the next month ahead, I like to journal on these four questions. And so the first thing I like to ask myself is, what are my top three main goals this month? So usually I like to see, you know, what are my overall goals for the year? And by going based off that, I like to, you know, give myself three goals that will help me to get closer to my overall goals. And the next thing I like to ask myself is, what do I want to manifest this month? So it could be literally anything, a job, money. You know, you can manifest anything you want. Make it fun, make it lighthearted. It doesn't have to be serious. It can be anything. And the third question I like to ask myself is, how do I envision this month to go for me? And the way I like to do this is I like to write out a letter or a note to the universe, and I'm basically saying, like, this month is going to be so amazing, it's going to be abundant, I'm going to receive so many opportunities, I'm going to have so much fun, I'm going to, you know, grow my podcast even more, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I basically write out how I want this month to go for me and how I want to feel and all of that stuff. And the last thing I like to ask myself is, what are my intentions for the month of October? What is the theme? And so I would recommend everyone to try out this tip. It's been very beneficial for me, so I hope you girls enjoy it as well. Okay, now that that is all out of the way, I am so excited for today's episode because I am still in awe of the things that I have manifested. So as you can tell by the title from this episode, I am going to be talking about how to manifest the perfect job and how I manifested not one, but two perfect jobs. I'm going to share my step-by-step manifestation process. So I'm going to be sharing exactly what I did to manifest two amazing, high-vibe, fun dream jobs of mine. And I'm also going to do a little do's and don'ts when it comes to the law of attraction and to manifesting, and it's just going to be a really, really fun episode. And I actually did an episode similar to this when I first started my podcast, and that episode did really, really well. So you can go ahead and check that episode out if you'd like, but I feel this episode is going to have, like, I have really mastered my manifestation process and I really have nailed it and I've manifested awesome things. So I want to share with you my manifestation process so you can hopefully, you know, use this process to manifest what you desire. And it doesn't have to be jobs. I'm just sharing this as an example because these are the two most recent things that I've manifested, but you can use this process for absolutely anything you want to manifest. So let's go ahead and get started in today's episode. All right, girls, so before I get into how I manifested the perfect jobs and sharing my process and all of that, I want to kind of backtrack a little bit and share with you girls the journey from having a really, really shitty, toxic jobs to where I am now, which is having the most perfect, aligned, positive job. And I feel it'll be really inspiring and helpful to share my journey from A to B and give faith and hope to people who may be in situations that are far from where they desire to be. So I'm just going to go ahead and get into that. I have had a lot of different jobs. I am a jack of all trades. I've worked in so many different industries. I've held many different titles from, you know, just your basic lower level employee to management positions. I have had jobs where I have made really, really good money and I had benefits and I had everything that society says you should look for in a job. All of that. But none of these jobs ever felt right to me. I always felt unfulfilled, unhappy, and like something was missing. I felt like something was wrong with me because for the last few years in my early 20s, I've been jumping from job to job to job. And I could never, and it's been really difficult for me because that meant a lack of financial stability because I kept jumping from job to job. But it was because it just felt like something was missing. I couldn't find my sweet spot, I guess you could say. And obviously, I didn't know it back then, but now I know that the reason why I felt the way that I did was because I have a greater purpose than to just work a quote-unquote normal job. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but for me, my soul, my purpose is way bigger than just a 9-to-5 and, you know, just going to work and coming home and that's it. I wasn't born to live a life like that. And so my soul knew I had way more to offer than just that. And now I am here where I am. I have this podcast. I am becoming a life coach. I am building this beautiful business of mine and a beautiful community full of wonderful, like-minded, high vibe women. And I feel so aligned, so fulfilled, and I'm so grateful to do what I do every single day. And, you know, at the same time, on a practical level, I need to make money to pay my bills and to be independent. And, you know, when you are building your own business or you're an entrepreneur or things like that, it takes time to make profit and to make a sustainable living. And that's kind of where I am right now. Like, I'm in the process of building my business, but I also need to have sustainable, consistent income as I build my business. So I kind of found myself at a crossroads because on a practical level, I knew I needed a job to support my, you know, myself and my business. But at the same time, I knew I could no longer continue working at jobs that I absolutely hated, that provided nothing for me other than a source of income. And there was just no way I could continue living that way. Because for me, part of living life the glow way and just glowing with it is living a life that feels aligned and fulfilling. And I felt, you know, how can I share with people and tell other people how to just glow with it and, you know, follow your intuition and doing all of that if I myself am not following that either? So I knew I needed to live my brand and I had to practice what I preached, and I knew that changes had to be made. So, you know, on April 1st of this year, I quit the job that I was at. And I didn't particularly hate this job. I've had much, much worse jobs in the past, but this job just wasn't aligned to me. And so on April 1st, 2019, I quit. And I didn't have a backup plan. I didn't have anything else on the side or anything lined up. So I'm not telling anyone that you have to go about, you know, manifesting your perfect job this way. This is just what I did and what I've always done, and it's always worked out for me. But I'm not telling anyone you have to do that. So anyways, I quit on April 1st, and literally 6 days after I quit, I manifested working as a personal assistant for a manifestation life coach. And some of you may know who she is. Her name is Kimberly Wanya, and she is so amazing. She's one of the best bosses I've ever had. She's like one of my girlfriends, and I'm still working for her now. And she has her own podcast if you want to check it out. It's called the Kimberly Wanya Podcast. And, you know, she does so many amazing courses and things like that. So definitely check her out. So I'm still working as her personal assistant. And before I started working for her, I never thought a job like this was possible for me, especially, you know, where I'm from. There aren't a lot of opportunities like this. And basically what I do as her personal assistant is, or like the perks of being her personal assistant is, I get to work from home or from really wherever I want because she's based in Australia and I'm here in California. So it's completely remote. I work from home. I've never had a job where I could work from home. So that was amazing because that gave me so much freedom, so much flexibility. I could do so much more with my days and with my life. And that was something that I always wanted because I hated the idea of being stuck at a desk for a majority of my day. And then when you get home, it's like you're drained and you're tired and, you know, you have to eat and you have to do chores and things like that. So it's like manifesting a job where I had complete freedom and flexibility was a fucking dream of mine. And so she's a life coach and I absolutely love what I do because I am a fan of personal development, of law of attraction, and all things spirituality. And that's kind of what her whole business is about. So even doing like the tasks and assignments that I have to do, I thoroughly and genuinely enjoy doing it because it's on things that I love doing on my free time. And so it doesn't feel like I'm working. It feels like I'm literally just investing in myself and, you know, doing a hobby, except I'm getting paid for it. And it's just a super high vibe kind of job. It's super aligned to my own purpose and to what I love. And I love working for her. So I'm super blessed, super grateful, super, super grateful to have manifested this job. And I've been working with her since April and it's been great and I've loved it. But at the same time, even though I was working for her, because I had so much free time and yes, I'm building my business, I knew I wanted to manifest another job. But I knew I wanted to manifest another job that was also aligned to me. And I knew I couldn't go backwards. I didn't want just any job or a job where I felt how I did in my past. I didn't want a job that was solely for the purpose of having another source of income. I wanted another job that I would enjoy, that would provide more for me than just money. And I knew that if I could manifest a job like the one I have with Kimberly, I knew I could manifest a similar job or something even better. So I did my whole, you know, manifestation process, which I will definitely talk about later in this episode, and I ended up manifesting another perfect aligned high vibe job at a yoga studio. And I freaking love this job because, first of all, the whole aesthetic of the place is like super high vibe. My coworkers are super nice, super amazing. My boss is super amazing. The clientele is super sweet. You know, it's a yoga studio, so there's a lot of spiritual people, a lot of high vibe people, and just like-minded individuals who are around me. And it's such a fun, relaxing, chill, easy job that I thoroughly enjoy doing. And I am happy to go to work every day. And on top of that, I get free yoga, free bar, free cycle. That was just a perk. And it's just super aligned to my life and to what I enjoy and what I like to do. And it, like, best of all, what I love about this job is that I can still work my job with Kimberly and I still have more than enough time for myself, for my family, for my friends, for my business, for the podcast, for coaching clients, for working out, for self-care. I still have more than enough time for everything that is important to me. And everything just seems so balanced now. And I don't know, I just remember being at jobs and feeling so unbalanced and so unaligned because it was like all I had time for was work and eating and sleeping. I didn't have time to have a social life. I didn't have time to go out and do things. Or it was like I either had to work on my business or I had to spend time with people. Like I always had to pick and choose. And granted, you know, you do have to make sacrifices to get to where you want to be, but the sacrifices I was making weren't ones that I wanted to make. I didn't want to sacrifice family time or business time or self-care time. I knew that I could manifest a situation. I knew that I could manifest opportunities into my life that allowed me to have time for everything, and I do now. And that's why I'm just so freaking happy and grateful to have the opportunities that I do and to be in the position that I am in. So, so I manifested those two amazing jobs. Still have time for my business, still have time for self-care, family, friends, everything else that I desire to do, and I'm just so happy. From, you know, being in the most toxic work environments and hating what I did and being miserable, I just feel so blessed and humbled to have these two amazing jobs, and they're both exactly what I asked for, and it just feels like a dream, and I just knew I had to share with you girls how I manifested two perfect aligned jobs, because I know that there are so many people who are unhappy in their jobs, and you know, it's important to feel happy and fulfilled at our jobs because it's where we spend a majority of our time. As I'm growing, like, I know these jobs are temporary because my dream career is to be a life coach and have a successful life coaching business and have a successful business in general where, you know, I do this podcast, I coach clients, I have courses and programs, and I'm mentoring people and I'm hosting workshops and speaking at events and things like that. Like, this is just the beginning, and I know what my end goal is, but I don't believe that I have to be miserable in the process. I believe, my belief for my life and myself is I get to be freaking happy and fulfilled now, and I get to enjoy the process and my end goal. I don't have to wait to be happy. I can be happy now. I'm sharing with you girls my step-by-step process on manifesting the perfect job by using the law of attraction. So let's go ahead and get into my step-by-step process. So there's an infinite amount of ways that you can manifest, and it all depends on what feels right to you. And you know, you can YouTube or Google different methods to manifest, but for the sake of this episode, I'm just going to share with you my preferred method, which is scripting. And the way I like to describe scripting is as if you are sending your order out to the universe. You know, it's like when you're a little kid and you're writing a letter to Santa Claus and you're asking for what you want, and you just know it's going to come. And then you just wait for Christmas Day and you get what you asked for. And for me, this is the easiest way to manifest anything. So I'm going to be sharing with you girls my scripting process. So there are 5 steps to my scripting manifestation process. The first step is to get clear on what you want. So when I say get clear on what you want, I don't mean on the actual thing you want. And so, you know, since I'm sharing how I manifested my perfect jobs, I'll use those as an example. So when I was getting clear on what I wanted, I knew it wasn't the actual job I wanted. It was the feeling that the perfect job would give me. That is what I desired. So for me, what the feelings that I desired were stability, happiness, fulfillment, inspiration, and alignment. So those were the feelings that I wanted my job to give me. And the reason why it's important to get clear on what you want and how you want to feel is because if you're not, you may manifest something that you truly don't want. So for example, let's say, you know, if I would have just said, oh, I want to manifest a job, and that was it. I didn't get specific on how I wanted to feel or anything like that. Because I wasn't specific enough, and the universe is a very literal thing, I would have manifested a job, but it may have not been an ideal job, or it may have been a job that was exactly like my previous jobs where I was unhappy and unfulfilled. And that goes for anything you want to manifest. And that is why it's so important to get clear on how you want to feel. So don't focus so much on a specific thing. Focus on the feeling that thing will bring you. And what I will say is, if you're unsure of what you want exactly, start by figuring out what you don't want. And then flip it, because we always want to ask for what we want, not what we don't want. So if you were to say, I don't want to feel unhappy at my job, what the universe is going to receive is unhappy at my job. So you would want to flip that and say, I want to feel happy at my job. So that is step one, is to get clear on what you want and how you want to feel. Step two is to actually ask for it. And in the way that I do this is by scripting. So, you know, once you figure out what you do want, now comes the actual scripting slash asking part. And the way that I like to think of this process is as if I am ordering off a menu and I'm telling the waiter what it is I would like to have. So when it comes to scripting, you know, you can journal it, you can do it on your laptop, you can write it, it really doesn't matter. Preferably, I like to do it on my laptop, and I'm actually going to share with you girls exactly what I scripted out when I was trying to manifest my perfect job. So this is just to give you a little like example of what you could say. On August 19th, I wrote this letter. I said, Dear Universe, I am so grateful for the job I have with Kimberly. I absolutely love and enjoy what I do, and if I could manifest such an amazing opportunity like this, I know for a fact I can manifest another opportunity just like this and or something even better. I can and I will and I am manifesting another opportunity that is just like my opportunity with Kimberly in all ways or better. I am manifesting an opportunity that provides the freedom and the flexibility that I seek and desire. I am manifesting another opportunity that is aligned to my purpose and my passion, that has an amazing and inspiring boss just like Kimberly, that provides happiness and fulfillment, that provides financial stability and prosperity, another opportunity that I thoroughly enjoy doing and where I am learning valuable information and insight, where I'm also appreciated and treated with love and respect, and where I have amazing coworkers who I get along with and amazing clientele, and I receive amazing freebies and resources as well. I know that this is more than possible for me because I have it now. I know the right opportunity is out there for me and it is looking for me. I know I will receive it in the right time, way, and order. It is going to be everything I ask for and or better. I accept this as my fact, as my truth, because it just is. What I am asking for, I already have. I am just going up another level. It is happening. I am manifesting this amazing opportunity as I speak. It is here already. I just have to be a match for it. So I can give it room to come in, and that is what I'm doing now. I will always get what I want and or something better. Thank you, and so it is. After you write your letter to the universe, then comes step three. And step three is aligned action. So what aligned action basically means is taking action that you feel inspired to take, action that feels good to you, that feels right, and not like you have to do something or you should do something. So what my aligned action looked like for this manifestation process was searching for jobs when I felt like it and not from a place of desperation or seeking. You know, aligned action is all it really is doing things in a really easy and in-flow kind of way. It's following your intuition. And actually what happened was, after I wrote down my letter to the universe, I did what you shouldn't do, which was, you know, not take aligned action. So I spent time searching for jobs, and I was searching not because it felt good, but because I felt like that's what I'm supposed to do. And of course, I wasn't finding anything that was even close to being a match to what I wanted. So finally, after, you know, a few weeks of searching, I finally decided to let it go and just follow what felt right. And one day I was at home and I had decided to jump on Instagram. Like, something just told me go on Instagram. And that's when I stumbled across a listing from the yoga studio that I work for now, saying that they were looking for people to hire on, and I immediately applied, and of course, obviously, I got the job and stuff like that. So had I not listened to my intuition and maybe went, you know, looking for jobs like on Indeed and stuff like that, I may have missed their posting, because I went on Instagram right as they posted it, and that was because I followed my intuition. So step three is really all aligned action, and I can't tell you what is going to feel right to you. That's something that you have to figure out yourself. And step four is to let go. And so when I say let go, I mean let go of how your manifestation is going to come to you. Let go of when it's going to come to you or in what form it may come to you, because that is not our job to know or to focus on. And the more that we focus on the how or the when and the why, we are actually prolonging the manifestation from coming in, because what's happening when we do this is, you know, when we're focusing on like, how is it going to come? When is it going to come? Where? Why? Like, when we're focusing on that, we are sending a vibration to the universe that is saying, where is this job? When is it coming? How is it coming? And that is a vibration of lack of faith. And without, you're basically telling the universe, I don't have this job. So what the universe is going to give you is you not having the job that you want. So if you notice in my letter that I wrote, I didn't focus on what the job was going to be exactly, or where I would be working, or even how. Like, I wasn't concerned with if it would be another job that was remote, like Kimberly's, or if it would be, you know, at a yoga studio or wherever. I wasn't focusing on that. I was only focusing on how I wanted to feel. And I intentionally made sure to do this because I didn't want to limit my possibilities of what job could come through for me. And I wanted to let the universe bring me the absolute best it had for me. And it did. So instead, I focused on, again, how I wanted to feel. And that is the key to manifesting what you really want. What happens is sometimes we may be focused on a specific thing that we end up blocking something even better from coming through, which is also why I like to end every single thing that I am asking for with this and or something better. So the universe knows that I am open to something better. I'm not just limiting myself and saying, no, I need this specific job at this specific location. No, I am open to something even better if it is out there. What I want to mention as well is how you need to trust the divine timing of things, the way that things happen and when it happens and all of that. And I'm going to tell you why. Originally, I interviewed with this yoga studio and the interview went well. It was amazing. Like, there was just really good energy. And I was like, this is my job. I have it in the bag. Like, this is my job. And come to find out, a few days later, I get a call from the yoga studio. And they're like, I'm sorry. We chose somebody else. You know, we really liked you, but whatever, whatever. And I was so devastated because this job was everything that I asked for. And better. The interview went great. I love the people. I love the vibe. And I could have sworn this job was mine. And to, you know, get the call saying that it wasn't, I almost felt defeated and like I lacked faith in the universe. But it was because I was forgetting that things happen in the way that they are meant to and when they are meant to. And in the end, it will make sense. So, you know, I kind of had my little pity party. I was upset. And then I kind of had to remind myself, if this job was meant for me, then it will be mine. And if it isn't meant for me, then there's something even better out there. So once I got my whole mindset right, you know, I started to feel better again. I started to take aligned action. And I had faith that the universe was going to bring me the perfect job that I wanted and that I deserved. And so a few weeks pass and I actually end up moving out from the place that I was living at. And the place that I was living at was a very toxic environment. It was just, there was a lot of negative people around and it was just a very draining place to be in. And so I ended up moving out, and literally, you guys, the day that I was packing my stuff, I received an email from the yoga studio saying, hey, we have more positions that opened up. We would love to reconsider you if you still want to work for us. And so, of course, I was like, hell yeah, like, duh, like, I want this job. And so, I obviously interviewed with them again and I got the job. And what I realized was that the universe wanted me to move out before I got the job, because I know had I gotten the job before I ever decided to move out, I probably would have stayed in my toxic environment and it probably would have affected me in my jobs negatively. And I know and I feel with all of my heart and soul that the universe was like, no, this job is for you, but before you can get this job, you need to move away from where you are right now and move somewhere better. And the day that I decided that I was done, that I was moving out, my blessing appeared. And I feel that me living where I was, it was blocking my blessing from coming through. And once I removed that block, which was me deciding to move out, the blessing was able to come through. So oftentimes what may happen is, you know, we have a manifestation waiting for us. We just need to make room for it to come through. And so that was definitely the case for me. And I ended up manifesting the perfect job, and I manifested a new place to live, which is so much more positive and a much more healthy place. So, you know, I don't go to work feeling stressed or negative because of the things going on in my environment, because I feel good. And yeah, so that is step 4. Just don't worry about how it's going to come to you, when, where. Just trust and believe what is meant for you is and will come to you, how it is meant to, when, and all of that. Don't worry about that. And so step 5 is to simply receive your manifestation and feel grateful for it. And it's so important to feel grateful and to milk how happy and grateful you are, because it sends out a message to the universe that says, yes, please, thank you more. And when you are grateful for what you have, you are making room for more things to come into your life for you to be grateful for. And I feel this is something that a lot of us struggle with. Like, if you think about it, when something bad happens in your life, or like a inconvenience or whatever, I know for myself, I have the habit of focusing on that inconvenience. And what me focusing on that inconvenience does is manifest more inconveniences in my life for me to focus on. And so I just really want to say how important it is to focus and feel grateful for your blessings and for your manifestations, because what you focus on grows. And so if you focus on your blessings, you will receive more blessings into your life and you will feel more grateful. So that is the 5th step. And those are my 5, that's my step-by-step manifestation process. Super simple. It honestly is not that complicated. We just complicate it by like trying to control everything and know everything. And sometimes we just need to stop and let things happen and play out how they are meant to. And so before I end this episode, I kind of want to do a little do's and don'ts of when it comes to manifesting and the law of attraction. So the first do, of course, is to get specific on how you want to feel and feel that way now. So like I mentioned in step 1, it's more about focusing on the feeling. And when you get clear on how you want to feel, you can feel that way right now. If you want abundance in your life, you gotta feel abundant before you can receive abundance. If you want happiness in your life, you have to be happiness. So do feel what it is you want right now. And my don't is don't focus on the how. Again, let go of how it's going to come to you, when it's going to come to you, because the more that you focus on that, you are prolonging your manifestation from coming through. So don't focus on the how, when, where, why, etc. My next do is do work on your limiting beliefs, because sometimes a lot of times our limiting beliefs is what is blocking our manifestation from coming through. So let's say you get clear on what you want, you script a letter to the universe, you send it out. Let's say, you know, you ask for a healthy, loving relationship, right? But deep down, subconsciously, you don't believe that you are worthy or deserving of a loving relationship, or you don't believe that you can have one, or you don't believe that anyone can love you and, you know, give that to you. If you have limiting beliefs that contradict what it is you desire, your manifestation is not going to come through, because manifesting is all about what we subconsciously believe. So if you subconsciously believe you are not worthy of a healthy, loving relationship, you will not and cannot manifest a healthy relationship. So work on those limiting beliefs. My other don't is don't feel desperate or thirsty when trying to manifest something. So basically what I mean is, if you want to manifest a job, don't say, I don't have my perfect job. I don't have a job. There is no perfect job out there. You know, finding a job is hard, because again, when you are saying these things or when you are thinking these things, you are sending an energetic message to the universe that says, I don't have my perfect job. I am unhappy at my job. Finding my perfect job is hard. So what the universe is going to do is respond to that message with you not having the perfect job. So don't be desperate. Don't be thirsty. Just trust and believe that what you want is out there and it is coming. So my other do is do trust the timing of your manifestation. So like I mentioned in my story, how I thought I didn't manifest this job and then I ended up moving and then it ended up coming through. You have to trust the timing of it, because again, had I manifested this job prior to me moving, I still would have been in my toxic environment, so I probably wouldn't be as happy and grateful as I am now. So trust the timing of your manifestation. Don't doubt the universe or yourself. Again, you know, things are always happening on a spiritual level, in a form or way that we can't see, and things need to be moved around and things need to be done on a spiritual level before they can manifest in our physical reality. So don't doubt the universe. Don't doubt yourself, because the universe is powerful. You are powerful. And when you work with the universe, you can manifest some beautiful, beautiful things. And my last do is do focus on gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude is the number one thing that is going to get you what you want, get you the life you want, get you to getting to feel how it is you want to feel. Because when you are grateful for every single thing, you are putting yourself in a position to receive even more things to be grateful for. So my advice to you is, when you are trying to manifest something, write a gratitude list every single day. Literally, there's so much to be grateful for. And when you get into the mindset of gratitude, your life will overflow in abundance. I promise you. And so that is the last of my do's and don'ts when it comes to manifestation. There is so much more, but honestly, my throat is hurting. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you try out this, you know, step-by-step manifestation process. It took me a while to master my manifestation process. And if you ever have any questions when it comes to the law of attraction or manifestation, always feel free to ask me, because I know it can seem complicated and confusing. And Yeah, it can be kind of difficult to manifest, especially when you are first starting out. But what I want to say is don't ever settle for what you want, because, you know, when I was trying to manifest this job, there were a lot of opportunities that came my way that I could have easily accepted, but my soul knew there was something even better. And whatever it is you desire, if you can think it, it is out there, you can have it. And don't settle out of fear, don't settle out of desperation. Have faith in yourself that you can have what you want. Have faith in the universe that it can bring you what you want. I am living proof of it. I am telling you girls exactly how I manifested not one, but two amazing, perfect, high vibe, aligned jobs that I truly love, that I have zero complaints about, that I thoroughly enjoy doing and going to. And I am happy right now as I'm building my dream career and dream business, and you can too. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate it if you could share it on your Insta story, share it to someone who you think may enjoy this episode or needs these manifestation tips. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.